It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm sharing a couple of stories about what the cat gets up to when we're not looking. These stories originally appeared in our book about the magic of cats, and they're now included in our new coloring book that is based on that book. Now, the Chicken Soup for the Soul Magic of Cats coloring book is very special. It's a full-fledged, super high-quality coloring book that has 37 complete Chicken Soup for the Soul stories in it, and then artwork to color in that goes with the stories. What we did was we looked at all the popular high-end coloring books on the market, and we made ours the same as those. We used high-quality paper. We perforated the pages so that you can pull them out and frame them. And we made art that has just the right amount of complexity for coloring. You know, they call these more complex coloring books adult coloring books. And that's really because they're designed to be colored with colored pencils and not crayons. But they're really not just for adults. My six-year-old granddaughter loves this coloring book and she does a great job coloring in the pictures. So it's really for all ages. So let's get going with today's stories. In our first one, Carlene Forwell tells us about a cat with an unusual friend. Carlene was away at college, and she was lonely, so she decided to get a cat. She found a family that was looking for a new home for their Maine Coon, which is a huge, fluffy, polydactyl cat. Carlene and her new pal, a sumo, adjusted to each other pretty quickly. The big cat would go on walks in the woods with her, and he would always be waiting for her when she got home from classes. He did have a bad habit, though, of bringing Carlene little gifts, some of them still alive. But other than that, he was a calm, ever-present friend. There was one problem, though. Asumo had one good friend besides Carlene. She had met this friend one night when she left the outside kitchen door open and found Asumo and a skunk eating together from the cat dish. Carlene quietly backed out of the room when she saw the skunk, and he left when he finished eating. That skunk ended up staying around so much that Carlene moved the cat dish outside. She named the skunk Bob, and for the next 2 years, Asumo and Bob hung out together on Carlene's deck. She would come home and see them together and have to wait for Bob to leave before she dared get out of her car. But then Bob stopped coming one day, and Asumo went into mourning. He disappeared for a few days, looking for his skunk friend. Carlene tried to cheer him up eventually with a new cat, but he never took to his new roommate. He only wanted Bob the skunk. Asumo never did make another friend. When he died at 16, Carlene buried him far back on her property, underneath a huge rock formation that he used to like to stand on so that he could watch everything. And wouldn't you know it, a skunk family moved into that rock formation the next spring. In our second story, Rachel Barham tells us that she was moving to a new apartment with her very freaked out black cat, Leonore. Leonore was not happy. She had watched her things disappear one by one and was now living her worst nightmare, which was riding in a car. She was wailing and moaning as they drove to the new place. Rachel had a long weekend to help Leonore get used to the new place before she had to go back to work on Monday. The first thing Leonore did in the new apartment was scoot right under the bed. But she came out after a few minutes with dust on her whiskers and she started sniffing everything. She was happy to see that her favorite furniture had not disappeared, and even happier to be done with that dreaded automobile ride. Soon, she began exploring and making little chatting sounds, discussing how all their things were arranged in the new place. They had a nice weekend together, with Rachel unpacking and Leonore commenting on where Rachel put their things. Rachel went off to work on Monday, hoping that everything would be okay while Leonore was home alone in her new apartment. She says, "When I returned home from work Monday evening, I opened the door to an apartment bathed in the light of the summer evening sun, and I was greeted by a cat who seemed panicked about something. Instead of rubbing all over my legs like usual, she began walking through the front room slowly but with determination. She kept turning around to look at me, and it was clear that she wanted to make sure I was following her. In this way, she led me through the front room and into the kitchen, where a grand mess awaited." Leonore had accidentally knocked a houseplant in a terracotta pot off a windowsill. It was understandable, since she was in a new place and didn't yet know exactly how far to jump. The pot had shattered when it hit the floor, scattering dirt and pieces of the broken pot all over the white tile floor. The poor cat was acting like she was sorry, confessing and asking for forgiveness. Rachel picked her up and gave her hugs and head scratches, telling her that everything was okay. And then before she even cleaned up the mess, she sat down so that Leonore could sit in her lap, because she had been so busy unpacking that weekend that the cat hadn't gotten her normal quota of lap time. Rachel says, "She understood that she was forgiven for the accident, and I understood that I had a very special cat, one with a conscience." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from our coloring book about cats. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter. You'll receive a free Chicken Soup for the Soul story every day in your email, with stories from our latest books and our other bestsellers. Just go to chickensoup.com and click on newsletters, and then you can pick the ones you want. If you'd like to learn more about the Chicken Soup for the Soul Magic of Cats coloring book, you can look at it on our website, and you can also see it on Amazon. And you will find the book not only on Amazon, but also at Walmart, Kroger, BJ's, and other chain stores, and of course at Barnes & Noble. And please come back for our next episode for a couple of stories about miracle cats from our new book about cats, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Me and My Cat.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.